Hey guys, long time no see. Don't even know what to talk about. Well, welcome back to Frog. It's a podcast I started when I was bored. I found out you can make seasons using like on the. I use Anchor to record, and distribute my podcast. So it has like a feature, and you can add like the season and episode numbers before you upload. That's cool. Found out you can do that. So yeah. Also, sorry that I sound weird. I have allergies and I was outside today. So I'm gonna be a little sniffly and kind of sound weird. So I went back to in-school person this week, which was interesting because I like haven't been to school in over a year, and I'm a freshman this year, so going back to school in person in a new school where like half, not half, like some of the people like knew you before quarantine. Yeah. So I have a few classes with people that went to my middle school. I'm pretty sure like two of them straight up did not recognize me. 'Cause I mean, like, I'm not as weird anymore. I was weird in middle school, like not the good kind. And that was like in 6th and 7th grade, and then in 8th grade, I just tried fitting in, but like trying to fit in with a bunch of straight white girls when you're a raging bisexual. Not, it didn't really work. So, yeah. Since a bunch of people that I saw in school haven't seen me in over a year, and I've changed a lot, it was fun. Yeah. So, also volleyball. I do volleyball now, apparently. I did the girls' season, which has already gotten ended, and now I'm doing co-ed. But one of the people involved in the girls' volleyball, which ended last week, not last week, the week before last week, tested positive for COVID. So co-ed was canceled for a week. So I can't go back until Wednesday. That was fun. I also had to quarantine for 10 days. So I was kicked out of school too. I only went to 2 of the 4 in-person days last week. What our school does is we'd go on a rotation. We have the red week and the blue week, and the red week is everyone with last names A through like L and then L through Z. So I was in red week because my my last name starts with a B. So yeah, that should be fun. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, we found out Tuesday afternoon. I was in. Oh, sorry, I'm yawning. I was in my last class of the day, which was advisory, which is basically just homeroom. That one of the people tested positive for COVID and that I would have to stay home until the following Wednesday. So, yeah, I was super excited for my first week of school and I ended up only going to half of it. I went to one A day, one B day. So, that was my week. Gosh, I don't really know what to say. What did I do this weekend? Well, I went to an estate sale, which is just like a yard sale, but like stuff inside. I got a shit ton of scarves, like the kind of like big bandana kind of thing, not like an infinity scarf that you wear to like keep warm or something. Yeah, I got a necklace, some CDs, and a cool cardigan that my mom thinks is ugly, but I like it. So, yeah. Then we went to Walmart because my mom had to get her second, vaccine shot thing. I got from Walmart, I got some hair dye, sports bra, and some junior mints. I already used the hair dye, and it didn't work because my hair was black before, and I thought the box came with bleach, but it didn't. And I was like, you know what, I'm too impatient to wait to go get bleach. So I just dyed it. And now just my roots are orange, and the rest of my hair is, like, tinted orange, but still black. Yeah. And then today, what did I do today? I don't remember what I did today. I woke up before my alarm, laid in bed until my alarm to take my meds. I have an alarm for my meds. Yeah. I got up and I went downstairs and I ate some cereal and watched some Criminal Minds. Oh, and I watched the Criminal Minds and I, like, after the cereal, I had some ice cream. Because I felt like having ice cream. And then I dyed my hair and rinsed it out. And then my mother made me go on a family walk. So fun. When we got home, we ordered some Domino's for dinner. Yeah. I really don't know, like, my life isn't interesting. Since the last time I've recorded, I made some friends. Yeah. I made a friend named Eitan, and I made a friend named Ariel. They're both a vibe. We love them. Besties. Oh, I signed up for lifeguard training so I can get certified to be a lifeguard this summer at the pool. I don't like how long it takes. Like, why can't we just, like, go take a class and then be done with it? Like, why does it have to be, like... it's a lot of work. But, you know, I'm willing to do it if it gives me the bank. Because, you know, get that bread. Just get that bread. I was going to say get that bread, get that head, and leave. But, no, just get the bread. Get that bread, get more bread, then leave. So, That's what I'm gonna do this summer is be a lifeguard at the pool. Hopefully, if I get the job, I should check my email and see if I they like actually emailed me about that. Yeah. Oh, at Walmart, I also got a folder because my math teacher decided to give us like paper work, like to the in-person students. I didn't know what to talk about. When we ate lunch at school, they originally, before we went to school, they gave us like a list of places we could eat lunch, which was the bleachers in the main gym, the back gym, the little theater, outside in front of the school, the cafeteria, and the seniors could eat in the courtyard. The first day of school, I went to the bleachers in the main gym, and some lady was like, "Hey, you guys can't eat here." And we got kicked out. So the next day, I went to the little theater, and some guy was like, "Hey, you guys can't eat here." And we got kicked out. So we ended up eating in outside. I liked it outside, though. It was nice outside. And I ate with some friends and some other people. No, I ate with Sam, Tessa, Brock, Sean, and oh gosh, I am suddenly now forgetting his name. But like, I know him. What the hell? Watch me like finish recording this and then I'll think of his name. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna try and remember it right now. So, yeah. Oh, today I also, when we got back from picking up the food, like I had gone into the bathroom and washed my hands to like eat my dinner. And then my friend like rang my doorbell and was like, "Hey, you want to come see my puppy?" And I was like, "Well, hell yeah." So I went to my friend's house to go see her puppy. Which was fucking adorable. I almost cried like four times because it was so cute. I want one. I want a pet. I just want a pet. Any pet, really. Preferably not like a spider, but like any other pet. Dog, cat, turtle, snails. I want snails. My mother said that if I clean my room, I can get snails. But cleaning my room takes a lot of effort. So, yeah. But my sister is allergic to cats and dogs. So there go those two options. And I would say just take some allergy meds, but she literally doesn't know how to swallow a pill. Or, okay, I shouldn't say that. She just refuses to swallow pills. Yeah. So she can't take allergy meds other than like the kids' Claritin stuff that like melts in your mouth or whatever, and that just doesn't work very well. Which I know because I sometimes take it when we don't have like actual pills, which we don't recently because of one of the ingredients doesn't mix well with one of the meds that my dad has to take. So he can't take that the allergy meds that we normally get, and we just haven't bought other ones. So, yeah, that's fun. Not being able to breathe, yay! What else has happened since the last time I recorded? A lot of stuff, actually. I bet. I don't even know when the last time I recorded was. I don't remember if I ever talked about therapy on if I had started therapy last time I recorded. I should have checked the last time I recorded before I started recording this, just so I knew like what's the span of time would be. But yeah, I did therapy, in case you didn't know, and that did not work because my therapist was low-key homophobic and very she was very religious. I could tell. And she seemed to care more about my family than me. She would ask about like how my dad was, like, and make me talk about how my dad was. Like, not how my dad's heart attack and recovery of it, like, impacted me, but like just how my dad was doing. And she asked me about how it impacted my mom and if my mom was okay. Like, hey bitch, you're not her therapist, you're mine. Maybe give me therapy. Yeah. And then she like asked me what each of my pride flags were, and she was like, I don't really understand how that works. Like, bitch, I like girls and guys. I don't see how that's hard to understand. And she was like, I don't remember how the conversation started, but at one point she was just kind of like, I feel bad for atheists. And I just kind of was sitting there silently, not wanting to be like, I'm an atheist. And she was like, they have nothing to believe in. Miss Girl. That's kind of the point. We don't want anything to believe in. We don't have anything to believe in. It's not like we like want something to believe in. Like, some atheists do, but like then they can go and believe in shit. If they want to, go shoo away. Like, just don't bash on atheists for. Don't pity atheists for not having something to believe in. Honestly, it's just. No. Go do your religion somewhere else and don't bring it into my therapy. Thank you! I don't want to talk for an hour about your views on God. Which we did do. For multiple sessions, we talked about her religious beliefs. Okay, no, that's a lie. She talked about her religious beliefs. I just kind of sat there and nodded. Yeah, paid thousands of dollars for that bitch to just be like, God. But yeah, she just kind of made me feel like shit. So, after weeks of begging my parents to let me stop therapy, they let me stop therapy. Happiest day of my life. You know, quitting therapy was more therapy than my therapist ever gave me. That makes no sense, but it's true. Retail therapy works a lot better. I need to stop spending money. No, what I need to do is I need to get a job. Like, I work, like, not, it's not like real work, but like I cat sit and dog sit for my neighbors when they go, like, on vacation and stuff. The other day, I helped my neighbor in her, yard with her in her garden with putting down some mulch and pulling up some weeds and stuff $10 an hour is not that bad, you know? It's above minimum wage. But then again, I only kind of was there for an hour, so I only got $10. Sad. But yeah, that's what I did this weekend. I'm really tired. This is not gonna be a long episode. I can guarantee you that. Because I still have to do some homework. And I go back to school tomorrow. So, not like in-person school, but like online school. It made me sad when I like had to stay home from school the other week because I like had my outfit for the next day picked out and everything, and then I couldn't go. And that was really sad. So I wore it when we went to Walmart. But yeah. I need friends. Like, I say that, but like, I don't talk to anyone. And, the people I do talk to, like, that talk back to me, I love them. I love the friends that I actually have. But, like, I complain about having friends a lot for someone who doesn't initiate conversations. Like, I talked to three people. Like, I initiate conversations with like three people. There are other people that I just won't talk to unless they talk to me. But then there's all those also other people that like I'll talk to and wait for them to talk to me, and then if they don't talk to me, I just never try talking to them again. Yeah. I'm one of those people that's like all over the place when trying to make friends. Like, I either talk to someone too much or like not enough. Like, I'll talk to someone to enough to like the point where they get annoyed as fuck with me, or I'll like avoid someone at every cost. I'm also like that when it comes to like my personality and like level of kindness. Like, to some people, I'm just way too nice. And then to some people, I'm just a bitch, like, straight up. Oh, I went for a run the other day. Because my mother made me, since volleyball was canceled for a week, she was like, you should go on a run every day to, like, keep your stamina up or whatever. I hate running. And I made the mistake of telling her that we were running the mile for volleyball tryouts. And so she was like, you should run a mile every day to try and get your mile time up. And I told her that, like, I don't ever try on the mile. Like, it's literally just a mile and it barely has any effect on whether you make the team or not. Because in volleyball, you have to move like 2 feet. So, you don't have to run a mile in volleyball. You don't have to, like, sprint either. So, I mean, you have to sprint, like, tops 6 feet. But, like, I mean, yeah. Also, I have a clear phone case with like a pink tint to it, and I want to put a sticker on it, but like at the same time, I don't want to put a sticker on it because I feel like the sticker is just gonna like ruin it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I also got like paint samples at Walmart. There's like this purple-ish one. It's like a kind of like a plum purple, but like a little bit magenta-ish. Then there's like a sage green, and there's like a darkish bluish green kind of looking thing, and then there's like a pastel kind of orange. And I want to paint my room, but I don't know which color to paint it. I could do one wall each color. That is so stupid. No, but I kind of like low key want like a really colorful room. So maybe I'll paint my walls one color and then my ceiling and the borders of my windows another color. Like, in, I can do like the purple, like the dark purple or the blue, like on my walls, and then my ceiling and the windows can be orange. I feel like that would either look really good or really bad. No in between. Yeah. I think that's all I really have to talk about. Please give me things to talk about because my life is not interesting and I still kind of wanna, like, put something out each week. So please give me something to talk about. I need ideas. All right. Well, I guess this is bye for now. Yeah. Bye, children.